Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
And we'll start our agricultural programming this morning with a summary of the pre-opening situation on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, USDA reported 20% of the corn crop has been harvested versus the five-year average of 23%. 19% of the soybean crop has been harvested versus the five-year average of 26%, and winter wheat seedings are at 54% completed versus 53% a year ago and 56% for the five-year average. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Merck in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called fully steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher on ideas that packer demand will be strong due in part to many farmer producers being in the fields with very active crop harvesting going on across the Midwest. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $41 to $46.50. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $41. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 2nd, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,654. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $56 to $65, and the weighted average was $60.97, a gain of $1.34 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.71 to $54, and the weighted average was $49.51. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,018. The base price range was $54.50 to $65.50, the weighted average $62.66, a gain of $1.35 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.45 to $50.01, and the weighted average was $47.32.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Dave, there have been some changes in the forecast for the U.S. Corn and soybean area. A big change was made in the forecast for the eastern Midwest during the late weekend and early part of next week, with high pressure ridge building in from the eastern Midwest during the weekend, preventing a weekend storm system from the plains for successfully penetrating the ridge without being weakened dramatically. The end result, much less rain in the eastern Corn Belt, with Wednesday of this week and Monday and Tuesday of next week being just about the only chances for precipitation to move into the area. And in both cases, precipitation is expected to be light. Now, there's a little bit of caution about jumping on to a big change in the computer model forecast, as we've seen some changes recently that have flip-flopped back and forth a little bit. But it does look like that ridge building in will mean good harvest weather continuing for the eastern belt, a little wetter in the western sections, but still continued harvest progress being made across the area for a good portion of the next 2 weeks. The second week of the forecast, that does cover a time period of October 10 and through the 12th, actually the October 10 through 18th period, but good rains are expected across much of the Midwest from the 10th through the 12th. Pattern similar to that of this weekend and early next week may evolve again during the October 15th through 18th period, limiting eastern Midwestern rainfall while allowing rain to fall in western states once again. South America, rain will continue in Argentina today and tomorrow, with amounts generally ranging from a half to an inch and a half. Some local amounts may exceed 3 inches. The rain will be concentrated on eastern portions of the nation, leaving La Pampa and southwestern Buenos Aires without much precipitation. Field work will accelerate during the coming week to 10 days because of the soil moisture increases brought on by this week's rain. The only exception, again, may be in southwestern portions of the nation, where rainfall this week may prove a little too light and sporadic, leaving some dryness issues in La Pampa, southwestern Buenos Aires, and possibly as far in far southern sections of Cordoba. In Brazil, too much rain will fall in southern Brazil over the next couple weeks. Excessive amounts in each of the next 2 weeks are anticipated for Mato Grosso do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná, and western and southern Sao Paulo, where 1 to 4 inches in local amounts exceeding 5 inches will be possible. Situation will occur over soil that's already saturated. The end result, some significant flooding and potentially a big delay in some of the planting there. Across areas in Australia, no significant rain fell yesterday. Little change expected for the coming week. Warmer than usual conditions will prevail through Australia's key grain, oilseed, and cotton areas for the next 10 days. The exception will be in the far southwestern corner, where temperatures may average near to slightly below normal. Hottest conditions may occur today through Saturday, where highs range in the 80s and 90s from the interior of South Australia into Queensland and New South Wales. Rain is expected to be minimal through the coming work week, and some computer forecast models are suggesting a much improved rain potential for eastern portions of the nation during the second week of the forecast. But again, jumping on a one computer model run is a little bit risky when you're talking about long-term trends. As far as the wheat market goes, the no change in Australia's declining crop trend is seen for the next week. Some rain may evolve in eastern portions of the nation next week. Planting will continue across Europe, the Commonwealth of Independent States, China, and India. But there is some concern about dryness in southwestern Russia, southeastern Ukraine, as well as a few Chinese locations. U.S. hard red wheat country will benefit from rains this weekend after recent hot, dry conditions stressed newly emerged crop. But look at the growing area weather. I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 498 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade down 3 3/4. March 501 and a half down 5. Last trade down 1 1/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 446 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade down 6 1/4. March 462 down 1. Last trade down 5 3/4. July 465 and 3/4, up a quarter. Last trade down 5 1/4. December corn opened at 267 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade down 2 1/4. March 280 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade down 1 3/4. July 295 and 3/4, down a half. Last trade down 2 1/2. December 307, down a half. Last trade down 1 1/2. November beans opened at 545, down a quarter. Last trade down 1 1/2. January 560, down a quarter. Last trade down 2 1/4. July 590, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. October soybean meal opened at 162.10, unchanged. Last trade down 10. October soybean oil opened at 23.52, down 6. Last trade down 8. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had word this morning that exporters from Iraq sold 200,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat. But that might not be all that bullish, given the talk last week was for 300,000 metric tons, and then we have rains in Argentina.
Right, and we have forecasts of rains in Australia now to help that crop. So the idea on wheat right now, the last 3 or 4 days, it was the sky's the limit. Today it's not going to go anywhere. It's done. We're going back down for a while.
So 463 will remain out of range, at least for the time being.
I would think so.
What does that do to the corn position today?
Well, I think that helps the corn go a little lower, too. As we get into harvest, the harvest thing said, what, 20% nationwide on corn harvested and 19 on beans behind normal. I think people are coming to the realization that we've got really the heart of harvest coming up, and it's going to go whoomp, and there's going to be an awful lot of grain out there. Yields have been coming in an awful lot of places better than expected on both corn and beans, and especially from here north and in Iowa. I talked to a guy in Iowa this morning. He said if it's not a record, it's very close to it on corn.
So what does the harvest pressure over the next 2 weeks potentially imply for the downside?
I think you're looking at going back to the lows that we had in corn and possibly lower. We were 32.5. We came up to 70 from 32.5. I think you could go right back to that and maybe even lower. We've got an awful lot of, a big harvest plus last year's of all of it laying around. I think eventually we'll go right back up. But at this harvest crunch, there's an awful lot of available. They don't have to bid up. I think we could easily go there. On beans, I think you'll see new lows.
And the calls today?
Calls are 1 to 2 lower on beans, 0.5 to 1.5 lower on corn, 3 to 5 lower on wheat.
On the Merck side?
On the Merck side, we're looking at maybe a little toppiness in the cattle. And as a result of that, we're looking, mixed. And in the hogs, we're looking that we've already maybe topped. Yesterday, we were both sides, then we were up later, but we're still looking at unchanged to down a little in the hogs.
And very quickly, yes or no, do we look at locking in any of the basis at this level?
No.
Thanks, Pete.
All righty.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.